to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We're joined, as we have the privilege of being each week, by Kevin Freeman, a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, our economic warfare specialist. Fortunately, this is a topic that is much valued by others as well, including the Blaze TV network, which is going to be featuring Kevin in a weekly program entitled Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. We are also blessed by his two best-selling books, Game Plan and Secret Weapon, and a terrific web resource, globaleconomicwarfare.com. Kevin, it's good to have you back with us. Welcome.
Thanks, Frank.
Let me talk to you about a couple of things that are on our minds at the moment. Venezuela. I wondered what you make of the economic freefall of the country and its sustainability as a result.
Well, Venezuela is in complete collapse. The expected inflation rate's 1,000%. They have no foreign currency reserves to speak of left, less than $10 billion to defend their currency, and their credit rating precludes them, CCC- by S&P, precludes them from borrowing money, and they certainly won't pull off another Goldman Sachs deal like they did not long ago. They are a complete failure of a nation economically, and it's the direct result of the policies that they've had.
It bears considerably watching. I understand that the president has today announced that he will be putting sanctions in place on Venezuela, presumably the purchase of oil from it and perhaps the sale of gasoline to it, two steps that we have been recommending here at Secure Freedom Radio for some time. In the event that Nicolas Maduro goes forward with his planned constituent assembly, essentially crushing what few vestiges remain of a democratic Venezuela. Kevin Freeman, you've in the past suggested that kind of sanction could be put into place without harming the U.S. economy. Is that still your view?
Absolutely. It won't harm the U.S. economy, but we need to stop this nation from devolving into a North Korea and our hemisphere. They don't have the military capabilities, but they're certainly heading that track with their alliance of friends and so forth. So this is a serious concern, and we need to take serious action.
And just to put a fine point on it, those friends include such enemies of freedom in general and us in particular as Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and the like. It's a very, very serious threat that in the event Nicolas Maduro does secure power permanently as a result of this rewriting of the Constitution, that somebody, probably not him, but somebody will get that country and its oil reserves back on their feet and make use of them as a dangerous platform from which to threaten us in this hemisphere as well. Kevin, let me talk to you about one of those countries, China. There is an important meeting that is going to take place this week in Washington, specifically focused on economic issues. One of the players in all of that is a friend of ours, Peter Navarro, a contributor to the book that we published last year with your help, Warning Order. Peter is evidently playing a big role in the administration's economic councils these days. Tell us a little bit about him and how you think these conversations with the Chinese are likely to go.
Well, Dr. Navarro has been one of the vocal critics of China's trade policy and the U.S. trade policy with China. He had the president's ear when he was a candidate, was on, and now is in the White House. He represents the trade hawk side of things, and I think he's right on what he's sharing, but he's also begun recently to be under press attack. They're trying to isolate him, the free trade wing that says we trade at any cost. The problem is that China views all of the things that they're doing as economic warfare, and we view them as commercial transactions. So what we see as a marketplace, they see as a battle space, and everything, every decision that they're doing is calculated carefully, whether it's buying up theaters or whatever. And so we've got to have people like Dr. Navarro in the White House with the president's ear, telling him the truth on a lot of these problems.
Kevin, there's another issue on which you have been very vocal for a long time, features prominently in your book, Game Plan, about the coming cyber economic attack. Give us a flavor of the importance, as you see it, of the United States military now standing up as a separate command, what's known as U.S. Cyber Command, no longer sort of tied to and under the wing of the National Security Agency. Is this an important development as you see it? And if so, why?
Well, it's absolutely an important development because it's separating from the pure intelligence function, which the NSA is supposed to represent, the reality that we now live in a world in which cyber attacks can be offensive, kinetic. They can have tremendous impact beyond just intelligence gathering. And so it gives us offensive capabilities, the kind of thing that the Russians have demonstrated in their situation with the Ukraine, and the kind of thing that China has certainly demonstrated, and North Korea and others. We need a U.S. Cyber Command. We have the capabilities in the United States that are world class, but we have not had the command separated in that we could do retaliatory or offensive activities of those nature. So it's a big deal, and it's a positive progress for the administration.
Speaking of Russia and Ukraine, Kevin Freeman, there are those who have compared what the Russians are doing in Ukraine, both in the kinetic sense and the cyber warfare domain, as akin to what Adolf Hitler did in Spain prior to World War II, namely as a testing ground for some of their weapons and tactics. Is that an exaggeration as you see it, or does that pretty much constitute a pretty apt parallel?
Well, it's a very apt parallel. The Ukrainians are very aware that that's what's taking place, and they're watching, for example, their power grid go off at regular moments. You know, a year anniversary at midnight, the power grid goes out. That's not just a happenstance happening. It's not just because their power grid is in inferior shape. It's because the Russians purposely hacked it and demonstrated that they have that capability. And as you've covered so effectively, Frank, if you can take down a power grid of a nation, you can end a nation.
You can indeed. It is literally a nation-ending problem, including for us. And some of the testing that the Russians have done has some very obvious implications for the United States power grid as well. Finally, we've got less than a minute. Kevin Freeman, very quickly, the president has been induced to have his administration once again certify that the Iranians are complying with what we call around here the Obama bomb deal. We talked about it earlier in the program with Fred Flights. Is this creating immense new pressures from our European partners and others to do business with the Iranians? And is that basically what we're facing in terms of the argument for sort of turning a blind eye to what is, frankly, non-compliant behavior on the part of the Iranians and a downright bad deal at that?
It is going back to the idea of commercial transactions with national security implications. It's enabling bad behavior. The president is fully aware that they're not in compliance, and he's fully aware that even if they were in compliance, the deal was a terrible one to begin with. And so they're violating a very bad deal that we already gave them everything we could possibly give them. So it is a terrible day for America when we've certified that at every opportunity we need to denounce it.
Kevin Freeman, we have to leave it at that. Come back to us again next week. I hope the rest of you will do the same tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.